How did it feel to be asked to do anything related to the royal family? And how do you think the entertainment landscape would have looked without the Queen's public admiration for the arts?
Well, that's a good one. Let's start with that. It's always a great honor to be involved with royalty. In fact, I've met the Queen once, and the story behind that is, I might as well start with that one. It was third time lucky for me, because the first time I was on stage in front of the Queen was in 1975 with at the Royal Variety Show, when the Dad's Army show was given a slot, along with masses of other big shows that were in town at the time. The Count Basie Band, Charles Aznavour singing. But the Dad's Army Company were doing a little piece from the show, and I was in the company. And at the big finale curtain call, the whole company comes on stage to take a bow in front of the royal box. I was so far over to the side of the stage, being a minion, an underling, if you like, I couldn't see the royal box. I couldn't see the Queen. And of course, after the show, when the curtain comes down, she meets the principals only. Of course, she met the principals of the Dad's Army Company, but none of us got a look in. We were just sent home. But that was the first time. The second time was in the children. No, it was the. It was actually the Royal Variety Show, but it was at Drury Lane Theatre that year. It wasn't the Palladium, and it was 1983, and Heidi High was really at its peak at the time in 1983, and we were asked to make a guest appearance. Really, it was Twiggy. And Tommy Tune were appearing in a big musical in town at the time together, and they did a musical number from that show in this Royal Variety Show, which involved a lot of splashing water. They were dancing around in pools of water, and we were recruited to, when the curtain fell down on them, we were on the fore stage. We all came on with brooms and mops and buckets to sweep, you like. So there was the whole of the Maplin's holiday gang team in yellow coats and white trousers, with brooms and buckets sweeping up the mess that Twiggy and Tommy Tune had left. And at the end of the show, we were all presented on stage to Her Majesty. But unfortunately, I got elbowed out. It was Paul Shane and Ruth Madoc who were standing either side of me, and because the stage was heaving with people, everybody was jostling for position, and I got sort of elbowed behind Ruth and Paul. I don't think they meant it deliberately. It was just unfortunate for me that it happened that way. And so I thought, well, she came along, and of course she met them in front of me, and I was going, I'm still here. But she wasn't talking to the people on the second row. She was only talking to the people on the front row. So that was the second time. The third time lucky for me, if you like, was in 1990. At the London Palladium, I was recruited into the opening number of a song. It was a show for the Queen Mother's 90th birthday. Calling it the Royal Variety Show, they called it the Queen Mother's 90th birthday gala performance that year. And the theme of the show was the musical theatre for the whole time of her 90 years of life. It started in 1900 when she was born, and it ended in 1990, which was the year we were making the show. And the final number of the piece was Phantom of the Opera. But in the beginning of the show, that is, myself and Annika Rice were dancing partners. It was Lionel Blair dancing with Bonnie Langford. There were like four or five couples, and I was asked to be part of it, which was lovely for me. And we were doing Tell Me Pretty Maiden from Floridora, which was the first musical of the 90th year, from 1900. It was only in 1900. And at the end of that, because of the we were in the first number, Annika Rice and myself were the first two to actually get to meet the Queen Mother, who was the guest of honor that night. So I, was able to speak to the Queen Mother and say, I hope you have a very happy birthday, Mum, because it was recorded about 2 weeks before her actual birthday. And I said that to her. She said, oh, thank you very much. And she moved on. It was lovely. But then, not just the Queen Mum, next came the Queen herself. So I shook hands with the Queen. And I was so excited, because it was a very, very hot night. It was in the middle of July. And the theatre was so hot that night, and I actually broke protocol, because you're not supposed to speak unless you're spoken to. But it was so hot, and I thought, this is the third time lucky for me, and I'm not going to miss the opportunity. You know, and I said, it's very hot tonight, Mum. Was it hot where you were? You know, meaning the Royal Box. And then suddenly there was this flash in her eyes. And I thought, whoops, oh dear, that's me in the tower. You know, I thought, I've done it. Oh dear. But I think she knew my intentions were good. And she said, yes, it was indeed. It was very hot. And she just moved on to the next person in the line. So I've done it. I've done the Queen, Mum. I've done the Queen. Next came Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. He was next in the line. So I shook his hand. And then came Princess Margaret. She was there as well. So I shook her hand, although I had met her before with the Russ Abbott show and the children's show we did. So, and Margaret said of the Queen Mother, her mother, she said, oh, she's had a most wonderful evening. She's loved every minute of it. So we were all very happy with that. But see, third time lucky, I got to speak to the Queen, but not only the Queen, her husband and her sister as well. It was worth waiting for. It was worth the long wait for 15 years to get that far to meet them all in one go.
Yeah, clean sweep.
It's well known, you know, because it wouldn't have been the same without her.
What do you think the Queen's brought to popular culture?
What she brought?
Yeah.
Question. I don't know that she's brought anything personally. She's just been a patron. She must be a very important patron of the arts. You know, her name is on the letterheads of many an organisation. And she's brought a lot of respect, and she's given a lot of clout to organisations in our business because of her name and her grandeur and status. You know, so you know, she has brought an enormous amount of respect, I think, to us.
Yeah, and obviously Britain's changed rapidly since the Queen took to the throne, and the royal family's always found a way to sort of reinvent themselves to reflect modern culture. But how do you think the Queen played a role in the preservation of the national traditions?
National tradition. Well, I think one of the wisest things she did towards the end of her life, if you like, was hand over responsibility for things like the Royal Variety Show. She stopped going to. She handed them over to the young royals, and she let William and Catherine, you know, and Harry, and not Meghan because she wasn't around at the time, but she let them go and represent her, which brought youth into the picture. Yeah. You know, the Royal Variety Shows in latter years, more recent years, have been pop bands, and you know, people, the young acts that young people could identify with. So she's been very clever to shift the balance in favour of the youth of the royals. So I think that's something she's done.
Yeah. So lastly, what's your favourite memory of the Queen?
My favourite memory of the Queen. So many, but I mean, you can't top taking tea with Paddington Bear, can you? Extraordinary to think that the Queen would take part, because she's been an actress all her life. You know, most of what she's had to do have been stand there in front of people, shake their hand and perform. You know, say what's expected of her, but say it so well that it's truthful. And she's always been an actress. She started with her sister doing pantomimes at Windsor Castle when they were very small girls, you know, in front of their mother and father. And she's always loved performing. And I thought that piece for the Platinum Jubilee that she did, taking tea with Paddington Bear, will always be one of my favourite moments of the Queen. You know, it showed that she was, you know, she was up for a leg pull, if you like. She wanted to have a bit of fun, and she was always known for her sense of humour, you know, a quirky sense of humour. And like, you can't get quirkier than that, and that was absolutely wonderful. That's my favourite.